The legislative journey for digital tax in the Philippines has reached its final, decisive milestone. As of today, the Senate has passed the final reading of the Philippines Digital VAT 2026 bill, officially sending the measure to the President's desk for signing. This action locks in the July 1, 2026 enforcement deadline, requiring non-resident giants to transition from voluntary registration to mandatory collection of a 12% VAT. The 12% mandate, recovering 25 billion pesos, the Philippines Digital VAT 2026 specifically targets non-resident digital service providers, NRDSPs, who have previously operated outside the local tax net. By requiring these entities to collect 12% VAT directly from consumers, the government aims to recover between 20 billion pesos and 25 billion pesos annually. Direct collection. Giants like Amazon, Netflix, Disney Plus, and Spotify must now include the 12% VAT in their subscription pricing. The July 1st deadline. Providers failing to register with the Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, by this date face a blocking order from the National Telecommunications Commission, NTC. Leveling the playing field, local media companies, which have always paid the 12% VAT, will no longer be at a price disadvantage against untaxed foreign competitors. Consumer impact. Estimated pricing after July 1st service category current pricing, estimated post-July 1st pricing, plus 1-2% streaming, e.g., Netflix. 369 pesos per mo, 413.28 pesos per mo. Cloud storage, 100 GB, 89 pesos per mo, 99.68 pesos per mo. Digital gaming sub, 499 pesos per mo, 558.88 pesos per mo. The price of progress. While the Philippines Digital VAT 2026 is a win for fiscal sovereignty, it represents a direct inflationary hit to the middle class. In 2026, digital services are no longer luxuries, they are essential utilities for work and education. The government is banking on the stickiness of these platforms, but we expect a significant subscription audit by households as the 12% surcharge hits their billing statements this July.